The administrative office of the courts, which most lawyers have relatively little to do with, is the administrative body that helps us with our work, goes to Congress when we need our budget approved, and we have a lot to do with the administrative office. So just to give you a small example, so there is something wrong with our internet system at the courthouse, and I had to make the decision about what day the service for ECF at the Northern District of Texas is going to be shut down. And that's why I'm conveniently out of town. So I've got a lot of things of that nature to do, and then I have bigger issues. For example, if we decide to establish, as some other courts have, a disability plan that would cover what would happen if one of our judges were disabled, mentally disabled. So I've got to be the leader of those kinds of discussions among the members of our court. So it ranges from the big to the small, and I'm called upon to participate in a lot of honorary events as the chief judge.
You mentioned that there are four openings. Any prospect of those getting filled anytime soon?
Well, I would like to say yes, but I just heard something today that was bad. There is a group of judges, one judge for the Eastern District, one judge for the Western District, and four judges for the Northern District. We are two judges short in Dallas. We're short a judge in Amarillo, and we're short a judge in Lubbock. And so there's a group of six that have been nominated, none of whom are controversial. And this was approved by our senators and the president, so one would think it would be sailing through, but it's not.